There shall be showers of blessing tonight. There shall be showers, 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 showers of blessing. The showers of blessing tonight. Amen. The only Christian that will suffer defeat in the hand of the enemy is a prayerless Christian. Remember, hallelujah, that the battle we face is against principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. But the same scripture assures us, amen, that the weapon of our warfare, they are mighty through God. And we have an assurance, if God be for us, oh, glory be to God, who will be against us? Clap your hands for our God again. Carry your water in your hand. Carry your sachet of water in your hand. Hallelujah. Tonight is somebody's freedom night. Let the person answer very loud, amen. Let me hear. Hallelujah. That's the God that we serve. That water you are holding, let me see it. Amen. Do you know, put down your hand. Do you know how to write your name? Use your finger and write your name on that. On that sachet. Write it. Just write it. Don't worry. Whether you see it or not, the Holy Ghost is seeing it. Write your name. Thank you. The angel of God will go and bring out somebody this night from a cage. Those of you watching us or joining us online from any part of the world, get connected very well. We love your faith. You are always full of faith. Listen very well. Hallelujah. Let's start with John chapter 19 and verse 30. Listen very well. Tonight is a night of deliverance. Amen. The Bible says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of who you are. When you see somebody who says he's a Christian and is running away from a witch, a wizard, you know something is wrong somewhere. A witch should run away from me, not me running away from a witch. Hey! A witch should run away from me. It's because you don't know who you are. A witch can never determine my destiny. God is the determinant of my destiny. Amen. Listen very well. For every problem that has a beginning, which day you talk? But that is the truth. For anything that has a beginning, there is an end. It is only God that has no beginning, therefore he has no end. But anything that started one day will end one day. There are two groups of people who are here joining this program. Those who are already under the cage of frustration. And there is another group that, know whether you know it or you don't know it, but God knows it. The second group are the group that are, the enemy is planning to cage them. Some have already been caged. The other one, they are planning to cage them, because every Christian, Satan is after you. Every Christian, especially if you are a true Christian, you are a target of the enemy. You are a soldier in a battlefield. Amen. And the third category of people that are here are those whose lives have been scattered. Today there shall be restoration. Today there shall be deliverance. And the Lord will do something that the enemy will weary themselves, weary themselves, weary themselves, weary themselves. Hallelujah. There was a video I saw where they put a lion, a hungry lion, outside, then put a glass casing. I put a little child, big glass casing, and the little child stood there and they looked the lion. And the lion charged a knack glass. He go back. He charged again, thinking he don't see meat. Amen. Somebody, there is going to be a barrier that God will set. This night, the enemy will see you, but they cannot get you. Let me read that scripture again. John chapter 19 and verse 30. Listen very well at how I'm presenting this tonight. God raised me up to serve him by faith. And faith, the substance of my faith, is the unfailing word of God. It can't fail. This is the greatest event that took place on earth. This is the greatest. It's a mystery. Not too many people know. A statement that was made on the cross of Calvary by the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read it. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, what did he say? Oh, that's not how he said it. Amen. Study the word. Study the word. Somebody, Christ, the Lamb of God, that taketh away the sin of the world, hung on the cross to solve the matter between God and man that started from the Garden of Eden. That was the problem God was going to solve, that made Satan, witches, wizards, and all sicknesses to be attacking God's children on earth. The greatest problem is who will believe our report, and who is to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Hanging on the cross. Now, when you catch that, the way you will say that it is finished, you won't just say it is finished. Because your mind will go to a problem area you have. That it is finished. You are not saying it to Pastor Moses. You are saying it to the problem. What is it? What is that it that is finished? When you speak it to that situation must bow, because it means you know your rights. What did he say? It is finished. That it is every problem of your area. Every area of your problem that Satan has put upon you. Sickness, delay in conception, marriage problem or marriage delay, financial frustration, untimely death, causes an evil covenant with demons, demon husband, demon wife. He shouted, it is finished. And the way you say that finish, it goes with authority. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I didn't go to Bible school, but I went to Holy Ghost school. Amen. And I'm very sensitive to the things of the Spirit. Very, very sensitive. Because I learn every day. Amen. I discovered that if you face any situation, the response that situation gives when you approach that situation is dependent upon how you approach it. I learned that some time ago, some years back, when I was conducting deliverance for a young girl, in my office, and I was praying for her, and then in the spirit she was projecting something on me, and when I saw it I got angry in the spirit. I got angry and I shouted in anger. I didn't touch her, I only shouted on her. And there was a power that went with my anger, carried that girl, hit her, and the hand almost broke. And then I knew that when in your anger, when you speak, in your anger, when you speak, something happens. No wonder Jesus Christ in anger spoke to that tree. Eh? No man entered through from there again and went away. Anger is a spiritual force. Anything you say under anger comes to pass. Oh yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when you say, he said, it is finished. You say, he said, what did he say? It is finished. The thing go look, it's not finished. He go reply you too, it's not finished. Because you are not saying it with the right revelation. Aren't you angry at your situation? Eh? Hallelujah. We're praying for somebody today. God reveal what the problem is. The person didn't even know. Eh? You are watching me now, somewhere in Europe. You didn't even know what was wrong with you. You were trying to tell me in the afternoon, what uncle, I said, don't tell me your problem, so that when I go to church today and I call a prophet to pray with you, you won't say I told him that is why he's telling you. And where you are thinking is your problem was not your problem until the prophet that pray for you enter spirit. And this is an international footballer playing with big club in Europe, and all of a sudden as he was going to play his football, I mean, they already signed him on the first match they were going to play. As he was getting ready to go, he just had bah! For leg. You know, go play ball again. This is what they talk. So now, so they go chuck iron for a leg. The ball don't break. They finish that one. He wants to start again, go again. Another one. Baga. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody that he offended or disappointed decided, let me see how you will make it. The name of the person was given. The town of the person was given, and then the brother said, yeah, not true. Now what happened with that? And you are there. If not for the grace of God, praise the Lord. Why did it happen? The person was angry. Anger carries a force. Anything spoken under anger comes to pass. Especially where you are guilty. Amen. That's why somebody get angry at your situation and speak to your situation. It will change. I try to bring all of you up in this ministry to know how to pray and face your situation and stop depending on other ministers. Stop it. He who wears the shoe knows where the thing they pinch him. Nobody can intercede for you more than you can pray for yourself. People don't know it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this night is a battle night. There shall be deliverance. Today, there shall be restoration. Let's read that scripture again. Verse 30. John chapter 19. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, what did he say? Look, this, it is finished. You are going to say it to the different areas that you want to end. Eh? Listen, let me show you one mystery. Spiritual mystery, I have shown you several times before. Now, Psalm 103, verse 20. He said, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Hearkening unto the voice of God's word. What that scripture is saying is, anytime, this is the duty of angels, you give voice to what God has spoken, the angels will go to enforce what you have spoken, because it is not you speaking, it is God speaking. Oh, people are not catching this revelation. So when you say it is finished, now you talk out. Who talk out? So when you say it is finished, amen, the angel will go to the area of the reason you are saying is finished and make sure it is finished. Because it is not you talking, it's the Lord Jesus Christ talking. Praise the Lord. That's why it's good to know the word of God. Now let's read it again. John chapter 19, verse 30 again. What did he say? When Jesus therefore had, are you ready to say it is finished? Some of you will say it only once. Some will say it four. Some will say it five, depending on how many areas. Because standing here, your own may be fruit of the womb, maybe menstrual period, maybe one sickness, maybe frustration, maybe joblessness. Only you. Each one, it is finished. Thus saith the Lord Jesus Christ. When he had, Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, what did he say? Yeah, go ahead. Which one again? Which area again? It is finished. It is finished. Please make sure prayer meeting like this, don't keep quiet. Prayer is to talk. And when you say what God has spoken concerning you, God watches over his word to perform it. That's why it's good to pray the word of God. Confess the word of God. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. Why did he say they are spirit and they are life? It's because of Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 20 and verse 21. What did he say? A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. And verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. That is why in Mark chapter 11 and verse 23. He said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, and the mountain may be the problem before you, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he say shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say. So why will you know we have this assurance and keep quiet when it's time to pray? Because it is what you say you have. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, it is finished. Bow his head and he gave up the ghost. Matter settled. The matter settled. That is why in John chapter 8 and verse 36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. And he set us free on the cross on Calvary. That is the freedom Therefore, Psalm 107 verse 2, Psalm 107 verse 2, it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And what does it mean to say so? That is, claim your freedom. Say, I am redeemed. I cannot be in bondage again. Hallelujah.